Let's turn now to the next installment in our First Day series. And these are stories we're collecting from immigrants in the U.S. about their first days in America. Our series is inspired by Philadelphia's South Asian American Digital Archive. Today we hear from a Russian journalist who once wrote for such Soviet-era stalwarts as Pravda and Izvestia. In 1989, he moved to Boston for a journalism fellowship and ended up staying.
I'm Vladimir Voina. I was born in 1936 in Moscow. I was 53 years old when I came to America. In 1989, it was an evening. I went out on the Harvard Square corner, Italian food store with delicate, very good, all kinds of foods, showing brands of beer. And it struck me as something absolutely surreal, not possible even to imagine. I counted 83 beers. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because it was so unnatural. We were drinking in Moscow just one brand of beer. Beer, there were long queues after beer. Everything I saw was filling me with joy. When I got my bank book, the first in my life, I was so proud of it. I thought, this is how Americans, well, American leaders, are eradicating the desire of the Americans to build socialism, communism, and all that foolish stuff. I was so proud, and I was thinking, now I am also a part of the capitalist system. Now I am too much critical about American life. I find so many things I disagree, and we are looking at the TV screen now. What was this discussion about shutdown? I find it so foolish, so irresponsible. It's all games, political games. I hate it. It's not serious. You have to create something, not to destroy. The balance between two-party system is a wonderful thing.
Russian journalist Vladimir Voina with his impressions of life in America. You can hear more First Day stories at PRI.org/First Days. And how about submitting your own story? We all have at least one tale of being in a new and unfamiliar place for the first time. Tell us yours at PRI.org. Just click on the orange record button. This is PRI, Public Radio International.